This is a download from Unofficial Mills.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations that we've recorded. You've got to tell me what happens next. Chappers is on a roll this week. Play along at home, please, on 81199. Here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Boris Johnson?
Yeah.
He's the Mayor of London.
Yeah.
He was on, what's occurring yesterday? Remember with the posh noises he was making on Top Gear at the weekend?
Yeah, I remember that.
But here's a question for you. Do you think my flatmate can understand Boris? What do you think? I called him up earlier and played clips of Boris making strange posh noises down the phone. But how long would my flatmate, the comedian, stay on the phone for with just posh clips of Boris? Becky.
He's quite posh himself, isn't he? He might understand. So,
since when has he been posh?
Well, he's posher than me.
He can be a little
Sometimes he's a bit posh.
Well, he puts on a posh accent, though.
Yeah, so I think he'll be able to understand 1 minute.
Becky's saying one minute.
Yeah.
All right.
They might even have a conversation. That'd be brilliant. Just a minute of posh
just
noise.
Just a posh noise, yeah.
No. 30 seconds.
Chappers says 30 seconds. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's my flatmate getting a call from Boris Johnson, mayor of that there in London. But how long will he stay chatting with Boris for?
Hey.
Someone said I was open.
Hello.
Over that, you know, that level of sort of yeah.
Pardon?
Well, I don't. I mean, I open.
Hello. Have you called the right number?
Well, I your.
No, I'm not getting that.
Well, little one. Where's this going?
Pardon?
You know. Where, over that, you know, that level of sort of
So I don't think you've called the right number.
The little one.
No, so I can't hear you.
I feel very proud of that.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I feel very proud of that. Little one.
I've got to go now.
You know.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Someone said I was
1 minute, 7 seconds.
That's ridiculous.
Just with two posh noises going on. I can't understand you. So Becky gets the point. Well done.
Oh, what's occurring?
Next one.
Why would you stay on for that long?
I don't know. Maybe he did understand what it was.
Yeah, maybe.
You know Colin Murray?
Yeah?
He's on Radio 1 in the evening at 10 o'clock. And last night, he was trying to sneak some famous catchphrases into his show. All sorts of catchphrases, old and new, just sneaking them in there.
Okay.
But ponder this. How many did he manage to fit in throughout the show last night?
Throughout the show? In the full 2 hours?
Yeah. Catchphrases. Old and new catchphrases.
I reckon... What? He is the most competitive man in the world. So, I'm going to go 24.
Becky?
25.
This is pathetic. Just because I'm unbeaten this week, honestly.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Colin Murray, but how many catchphrases did he squeeze into his show yesterday?
Say what you see. Well, it's been all done in the best possible taste. It's a cracker. Bring on the meat, people. Bring on the meat. Good game, good game. Now for something completely different. Am I bothered? Do you remember that night we heard the news? I was like, I don't believe it. What was the point? Because they're worth loads of money. But I really want to see those fingers, by the way. I really want to see those fingers. That's you, that is. On that bombshell, he says that's a very good point, Colin. And a lot of points make prizes. The webcam, he says, nice to see you. To see you nice. Good night, America, wherever you are. Lovely jubbly. Oh, happy days. Yeah, baby. So many texts of come in 81199. We're not worthy. It is wonderful. I pity the fool that doesn't. Now, I usually don't give anything away, but listen very carefully. I will say this only once. the name's Bond, James Bond, saying chicken not stirred in it as well, martini chicken not stirred. She always overcooks everything. It's always like 108 degrees. You're always like, it ain't half hot, Mum. I want garlic bread. It's the future. I've tasted it.
I think it's all over.
It is now. I said, feel lucky, punk. Sorry, did you say something? You talking to me? There's absolutely no way nothing would ever happen between any of the three people in this show. It's romantic at all. You get nothing in this game for two in a bed. I'll be back. They deserve to be big, you know, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday, and for the rest of their lives. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to buy this record and tell your friends about it, because it's very special. If you tell your friend about it and they say, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, then just make them listen to the record. It's very special. If you are listening, may the force be with you. If I'd have just said one more phrase, you would have had to show me the money.
Wow.
Was that all one link?
Sometimes that is the case, Colin, but no.
No.
What was that meat one about?
What was bring on the meat? Since when? What catchphrase is that? Bring on the meat.
I don't know.
Okay, good.
I don't know. Is that...
I have no idea.
Maybe that's from one of Colin's
Maybe
films.
I shouldn't have mentioned that. No. Colin Murray, tonight from 10 on Radio 1. 35, which means Becky gets another point.
Oh. What's occurring?
He didn't say bring on the wall, did he?
No.
Maybe Dale could change his catchphrase to bring on the meat.
I don't think that's wise.
Would you not have gone on it then, if that had been the catchphrase?
No. You know, earlier we were talking about the best TV show ever. Is it The Sopranos or The Wire?
Yeah.
I decided to find out for absolute sure. So we went onto the streets of Great Britain earlier and asked the public of Great Britain, what is the best TV show of all time? What was the most popular answer?
Out of everything, everything in the world ever.
Yeah. Chappers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Out on the streets today.
Yeah.
X Factor.
Good answer.
Thanks.
Becky.
Can I just point out, this isn't... Because the one that doesn't speak has just given me the most ridiculous look. This isn't what I think.
X Factor, the best show of all time.
This isn't what I... Oh, yeah. And because when we've gone out onto the streets beforehand, we've picked some real intelligent people, haven't we?
No need to get angry.
Well, don't have a go at me from what I'm saying. I'm thinking that some of them maybe aren't
the brightest.
Quite bob on. So I'll say
bob on.
Bob on. What's
bob
that?
On yourself.
What's that phrase?
I'm going to say they'll say X Factor. I wouldn't say X Factor, but they'll say X Factor.
You're bob on. What would you say?
I'd say, there's loads. Mm. Anyway.
Becky?
When sport goes bad.
Right, no, seriously.
National Lottery?
Shut up.
What? Midweek lottery draw.
Coronation Street?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Best show of all time. Okay, yeah. Right.
No, I'm just thinking about what... I don't think they'll answer it genuinely thinking that's the best one. I think they'll just say what first comes into their head.
Let's find out.
Best TV show of all time. Home and Away.
What would you say is the best TV show of all time?
Probably Sex and the City. Fashion and,
Prison Break.
Round the Twist. Good one.
Lost.
I loved Saved by the Bell. My favourite show of all time is actually Project Runway. Yeah.
Does that work at Top Shop? I mean, come on, I'm into fashion. Shut up.
What would you say is the best TV show of all time?
Friends.
Thundercats, definitely.
My favourite TV time of all time is EastEnders.
A horse for one thing.
Probably Live and Kicking with the little gopher thing.
I would say EastEnders.
The best TV programme of all time.
It's got to be EastEnders.
Yeah, EastEnders.
So the answer was EastEnders, not Coronation Street. So no one gets a point.
Becky, you did it in London, not Manchester, that's why.
Becky gets 2-0 today on Oh, What's the Curry?
Can you all apologise to me now for suggesting X Factor when some of the suggestions were Thundercats, Project
Runway.
What's that? Is that a reality show about an airport?
No, it's a fashion show.
Oh, Thundercats.
It's not the best show of all time. Saved by the Bell.
What's Round the Twist?
It was an Australian kids show back in the day.
Right. Oh, right.
In the 90s.
Anyway, EastEnders was the most popular. Let us know how you did on 81199.